A lot of attention has been given the last few weeks to hospitals around the U.S. that are trying to hold on while caring for a large number of patients with the coronavirus. Southern Idaho is one of those hot spots, with hospitals running out of room and looking to transfer patients to facilities in other cities and states. The situation is not as dire in Washington, says Jacqueline Barton True. She's the Vice President for Rural Health for the Washington State Hospital Association. There are several reasons for that, she says, including an agreement between hospitals that makes it easier to keep track of where patient numbers are highest.
There's a group, the Washington Medical Coordinating Center, which is out of UW-Harborview, actually, who looks statewide and monitors capacity and says, hey, we're getting concerned in this area. We may need to transfer some patients.
Barton True says transfers are usually one way when small rural hospitals send COVID and other seriously ill patients to larger medical centers. But she says larger facilities may also send patients with less serious conditions to the smaller facilities. She says the summer lull in COVID cases allowed most hospitals to stock up on protective equipment, especially gowns and masks.
Gloves, I'm hearing now, are a really big concern. One of our hospitals told me, I guess, late last week that typically they paid about 20 cents for gloves, and now they're paying a dollar per pair, which is really just exorbitant, and they had to go to their fourth option in order to secure those.
Barton True says the hospitals are worried about another surge after the Thanksgiving holiday, so they're urging you to gather responsibly and minimize your exposure risk. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.